Movie time.
That's what you want?
ABC Radio National.
And now, here's Julie Rigg on The Human Resources Manager.
A woman is killed in Jerusalem. Her body lies unclaimed until police establish she was the employee of a big bakery firm. The human resources manager, who's a slightly harried, resentful man, is called in by the owner to make urgent inquiries because a journalist has gotten hold of the story and wants to know why no one noticed her absence. The owner wants to avert a public relations disaster for the company provoked by the questions of a persistent journalist. The manager is ordered to take her body back to Romania and restore it to her family for a proper burial. The company will pay all expenses. But it's easier said than done. On his arrival, the manager has to track down an estranged ex-husband, a rebellious runaway teenage son, and a grandmother who lives thousands of kilometres up north. The human resources manager is based on a recent novel by the Israeli writer A.B. Yehoshua, and on screen, directed by Erin Rickless, who made The Lemon Tree, it is a little marvel of tone. It is a road movie, a comedy and a tragedy both. There are laugh-out-loud absurd moments, particularly when the human resources manager is faced with the pushy but inventive local Israeli consul, her helpful but not always reliable husband, a bureaucracy and society which is a far cry from modern Israeli ideas of efficiency. And I think this film could easily have fallen from irony into cynicism, as I think Jason Reitman's films, such as Up in the Air, do at times. But what holds it together is compassion, growing and enfolding the human resources manager as the life of the dead woman becomes a reality, and most particularly the lives of those she knew, the people who accompany him on this sad and crazy caravan with her coffin, subtly enmesh him. It's woven together without a fumble by Erin Rickless. This is an immensely satisfying film. The Human Resources Manager is on limited release and it's rated M. Do seek it out.
Okay, look, I get it. You're in a tough spot because you love him. But you gotta do something about it, Rachel.
I gotta go to work. I'm late.
I know, Rachel. That's the point. Be late. Better yet, quit. Rachel, you deserve to be happy.
Then butt out. That would make me happy.